One of 5.3 Seaside FM. I'm still out and about at Preston Show, this time joined by Carol. And Carol, what are you trying to sell to the people here today?
I've got very interested in photography, and I've been out and about taking photos of East Yorkshire. And I've got a theme that I call East Quirkshire, which is all the odd, quirky and strange things that you see round and about. One thing that I've got is calendars of East Yorkshire place names. Places like the Land of Nod and Thorngambald and Thwing, which liven the place up a bit.
Really good. And is that just an idea you hit upon when you went to all those places, or is it like a quirk? So I will look. I will have a look around for all the quirky things here.
I started to look for the odd things. I just started to accumulate these photos of strange things. Like, there's a sign in Market Hill in Heddon, which originally was put up by the town council just telling people when to park, but the vandals have got at it and made it quite a constructive odd bit of dialect, East Yorkshire.
Oh, very good indeed. And is that your favourite place to go for those pictures?
I go anywhere around and about, wherever I am. I usually take the camera with me and just take a few snaps. And sometimes I just take an ordinary photo, like the gannets at Bempton Cliffs, and then the caption occurs to me afterwards.
Okay, and is it just these riding you of trying to make photographs of, or are you going somewhere else as well in the country to find odd places to get a photograph?
Well, I generally take the camera with me wherever I am, yes, and but I thought, being as I am local, just trying to get people interested in East Yorkshire and say there's a bit more to it than we tend to think. It's a little bit boring, a little bit uninteresting, but trying to point up some of the oddities.
So you are proving them wrong, basically. How long did it take to get all the photographs together to sell all the items here today?
Oh, I've been taking photos for a few years now. I really got the bug when digital cameras came in and I could do my own editing and upload onto the computer. But most of the things that I've put together today, I've done within the last year or two.
Okay, and have you got any other projects going on, or will it every year be the same thing, like having the calendars, having the photographs of the odd places?
It's just kind of a hobby that's turning into a little local business. As far as the photographs are concerned, I'm sure I'll carry on taking photos, but every now and again I have to delete some because I've just got too many on the PC. I'm always looking at new ideas, what I can do, things like calendars and bookmarks and Christmas decorations and all sorts of things.
Right, that sounds like some great ideas for presents, for example. But if people are listening to this and thinking, oh, that would be something my relatives would like, probably, can people get in touch with you, maybe?
They can certainly contact me by email, and my email address is carolosgoby@carolosgoby.carew.co.uk.
Okay, thanks a lot, and good luck. My people have listened to this and want to have your items. And I can tell you from this point, it's absolutely wonderful seeing all the odd places in the East Riding of Yorkshire. Thank you, Carol, for giving me the interview. It was absolutely wonderful. And I hope you will sell even more of those. This was Dorothy Rahn for 105.3 Seaside FM.